John Leeming here again with this week's edition of The Organist Encores. The other day I was looking through my collection of photos of theatre organists and I couldn't help noticing how many players from past and present have surnames beginning with B. Bevan, Broadbent, Barger, Baker, there are two of them, Bellamy, Barlow, two of them too, Blackmore, Baylock, Baygott, Balaam, Baines, Bancroft, Barber, Barker, Barry, Basin, Baco, Beaumont, Beckingham, Bell, Bohr, Bollington, Bingham, Bolshaw, Bowdler, Briggs, two Briggses, two in fact, Brown, there must be several more that I can't even think of. Anyway, I went to my shelf and pulled off a random handful from the B section. Obviously, I can only play a small selection from the 30 names I just rattled off, so here we go. No favouritism, strict alphabetical order here. We'll start with the two Bakers. Now, Barry Baker popped up around, 20 years ago, and seemed to become an international star almost overnight. His innovative arrangements and especially his remarkable insight into the musical mind of George Wright left many aficionados gasping for breath almost. It's a shame that his work no longer gives him the chance to do concerts, but we can enjoy his legacy on recordings from his days of fame. Here he is in concert in Cincinnati at Ron Wiemeyer's immaculate 36 rank home Wurlitzer, and he makes good use of the splendid Steinway piano attachment with Satin Doll. Duke Ellington's Satin Doll, Barry Baker's Wurlitzer arrangement there in Cincinnati. Now, the other Baker on my list became a favourite of an earlier generation in the States, and that's Don Baker. He, too, created a large fan base in his day, and many people will remember him for the short film showing him playing Tiger Rag while blindfolded. Here he is at another 36-ranked Wurlitzer, the bright and breezy instrument in the Senate Theatre, Detroit. Don Baker stomping at the Savoy there. Well, not actually at the Savoy, but at the Senate in Detroit. We're staying in the USA for the next item, where we join Charlie Baylog in Arizona. Organ Stop in Mesa is one of the few remaining organ-equipped restaurants. It boasts the biggest of all pizza organs, at the last count some 82 ranks, I think. But that doesn't mean you have to use 82 ranks all in one go. Here's Charlie being selective in his choice of Wurlitzer voices with Zez Comfrey's intriguing little novelty, Della Robbia.
Thank you.
Charlie Baylock there with Della Robbia. Over to the UK now with another fine young player whose work has taken him away from the delights of the organ keyboard. John Barlow was an ATOS winner in London in the 1980s, and his stylish approach won him many accolades. John now lives in Galicia, earning his living as an author, but here he is at the age of about 18 at Hampsthwaite, not that far from his native Yorkshire village of Gomersall. The COS's Northern Wurlitzer was installed in the Dale Hall there at the time, and here's John putting it to good use with Girl Talk.
Thank you.
John Barlow's Girl Talk. Many of us will be enjoying that Wurlitzer this coming weekend at the COS convention. It's now somewhat enlarged from those days, in its new home at Saltaire. Dudley Bevan's life was all too short, but during the 1930s he became one of the most popular broadcasting organists of the day. The Clapham Junction Wurlitzer fitted his snappy style like a glove, and Steve Ashley of Hot Pipes recently produced an excellent CD collection of Dudley's recordings, made for Decca at the Granada. I make no excuse for choosing the same track that Damon played from the album a few months ago, simply because it's the most exciting thing he did there. Just to make things a little different, I'm playing this from my copy of the original 78, for no other reason than I want to. In this medley, from the 1938 film version of Sally, Irene and Mary, the three tunes are Who Stole the Jam, Sweet as a Song and Got My Mind on Music. Well, haven't we all? Dudley Bevan, very definitely with his mind on eight ranks of musical Wurlitzer at Clapham Junction in 1938. Sadly, this organ left British shores for Switzerland in the 1980s, but it's well looked after and will be featured in a big celebration in Geneva in November to mark its 80th birthday. Another member of the B family of organists with very much his own style was the late Dan Bellamy, a frequent concert visitor to Britain back in the day. But here's Dan at the Robert Morton organ at Warner's Theatre Fresno in California with his jazzy interpretation of Brassman's Holiday. Thank you. Rust from Bellamy there in California. I'd like to end with what I think is one of the best recordings ever made by George Blackmore. It showcases the 319 Newcastle Wurlitzer that was at the Kitchen Brothers showroom in Diss at the time. That, I suppose, must have been in the early 1980s. In this beautifully relaxed interpretation of themes from the film Murder on the Orient Express, George condenses the original orchestral score to suit the unit orchestra, cleverly dubbing in the piano part in the studio later.
Thank you.
George Blackmore's expansive performance of the music from Murder on the Orient Express at Dis. Right, that's about it for this week. I'll be here again in a month's time to take part in a very special hour-long version of the programme. More about that from Damon later. In the meantime, here, once again, is Robert Happy Days Wolf to close the show.